राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजनाय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजनाय यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। एवं विष्णुपाद परम हंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिल भक्ति सिद्धांता सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। समवैत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 30 Text number 5. These are the chapter is entitled as the activities of prachetas. So reading from text number 5. Suparna skandham arudo meru shingam evam buddha pitavasa mani greva Kurvan viti miradisha Suparnaskandham arudo Meru shingam evam buddha Pitavasa mani griva Kurvan viti miradisha Suparna skandham arudo Meru shingam evam buddha Pitavasa mani griva Kurvan viti miradisha Ravan viti miradisha Mataji. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead appearing on the shoulder of Garuda seemed like a cloud resting on the summit of the mountain known as Meru. The transcendental body of the personality of Godhead was covered by attractive yellow garments, and his neck was decorated with the jewel known as Kaustubha Mani. The bodily effulgence of the Lord dissipated all the darkness of the universe. Purport. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 22.31, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andhakar, Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayara Adhikar. The Lord is just like the effulgent sun. Consequently, whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present, there cannot be darkness or ignorance. Actually, this dark universe is illuminated by the sun, but the sun and moon simply reflect the bodily refulgence of the Supreme Lord. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7.8, Prabha Asmi Sasushureyo, I am the illuminating energy of both the sun and the moon. The conclusion is that the origin of all life is the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Being illuminated by the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is freed from all darkness. So, this fifth verse is describing about how analogy is being given here in this verse. Lord is coming on the shoulder of a Garuda. It looks like, description is given like on the mountain Meru. Mountain Meru is which color? Golden color. So you can see that Garuda must be having some golden color. And on the top of it, it is said that it looks like on the mountain top there is a cloud. Cloud is of which color? Blackish. So Lord is blackish in color. Ghanshyam. That's why his name is Ghanshyam. So that Ghanshyam color is on the top of the mountain Meru. So similarly, Lord is also on the top of the shoulder of Garuda. And Lord also wears yellow color dhoti. Pitavash is dhoti is of yellowish color. So that's why also we can say that yellow is dhoti and the top of that body is of Ghanshyam. In that way, the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was covered by attractive yellow garments. His neck was decorated with Kaustubha mani. So Bhagavatam many times describe all these details of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still there are some atheists, still there are some people who say, who has seen God? But if we read the scriptures, if we read through the pages of Bhagavatam, the whole description is given. The so-called incarnations who claim, I was never known to any incarnation, but when I came to Bombay or this area, then I came to know that some people are calling themselves as God. In areas of, in North India, the whole culture is of like Lord Ram and Lord Krishna, all temples are. If you claim yourself as God there, people will beat you up. Because Vrindavan is there, Lord Ramchandra's area is there. So entire population is somewhat directed towards worshipping the Lord in the form of Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. In the first canto, first chapter, 20th verse, it is said, Kritvan kila karmani saharamina keshava ati martyani bhagavan guda kapata manusha. Lord has performed activities appearing like a human form. It's very interesting. Through the pages of Bhagavatam, we can understand that his activities, although in the human form, but they are ati martyani. They are superhuman. Prabhupada writes also there that yes, his appearance looks like that he is a human. Lord Ramchandra came, he was looking like a common human being, wandering in the forest, searching for Mother Sita. But Lord Krishna also was playing with the cowherd boys, playing with the Vrindavan people, performing his activities. But their activities are superhuman activities. Our activities, we are humans, but we try to show our activities as superhuman. That's why sometime in Hollywood movies, they have a lot of superstars and I don't know the names, but in our times, it was like Batman something. So now it might be some others. But we try to show our supremacy and that's why we are here in this material world. But first canto, first chapter, Shaunak Rishi is asking question to Sudh Goswami and he's saying, please describe about those activities which Lord has performed in this world. Kritvan kila karmani saha ramena. Who is this Ram? Lord Balram. Krishna has performed his activities with Lord Balram on this material world. Please describe those things in detail. We want to hear those topics. Ati martyani bhagavan, that Supreme Lord has performed superhuman activities. Guda kapata manusha, he was hidden in the form of a human being. He was appearing and some people were bewildered also. That how can some small boy perform such activities? So there are two kinds of maya, yog maya and mahamaya. Both were like energies. Initially only yog maya, but mahamaya is like an expansion of yog maya. So when yog maya came, then the expansions of yog maya became mahamaya and different temples of different devis got established in different parts of the world, Durga and all others. So it is said that yog maya covers the material world with his spiritual energy so that devotees are always under influence of yog maya in a way that they perform pastimes with the Lord. Like Yashoda Mai and all others, they are under the influence of yog maya. So whenever they see Krishna's opulence also, they are bewildered, but they are bewildered by yog maya. It's an internal potency. But when people who are atheistic in nature, as Bhagavad Gita 7.16 says, నామాం దుష్కితనో మూఢా ప్రపద్యంతే నరాధమ ఆసురిం భావం ఆశ్రిత. దోస్ హు హ్యావ్ టేకన్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆసురిక్ భావ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణ. ఫోర్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ఫోర్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ డజంట్ అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణ. సో దేర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ డజంట్ అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణ, దే హ్యావ్ టేకన్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆసురిక్ భావ్. ఆసురిక్ భావ్, దాట్స్ వై దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అప్రోచ్ మాయా అపృహత జ్ఞాన ఆసురిం భావం ఆశ్రిత. సో దీస్ ఎథిస్టిక్ పీపుల్ వెన్ కృష్ణ కమ్ ఆల్సో దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ దట్ దిస్ ఈస్ కృష్ణ, దిస్ ఈస్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ హెస్ కమ్ టు గివ్ దర్శన్, బికాస్ దే ఆర్ అండర్ ద ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మహామాయ. సో ఇన్ ద రుద్రగీత వేర్ లార్డ్ శివ ఈస్ ప్రేయింగ్, ఈస్ డిజైరింగ్ సంథింగ్, ఔట్సైడ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ బై ఆల్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. By grace of Radhanath Maharaj, this temple Madan Mohan has come here, and from the time this temple has come here, Madan Mohan ji, all the people are getting attracted to, may not be the Lord directly, but at least to the temple, the big structure. They come and take selfies, and indirectly they see the Madan Mohan ji also. Most of the visitors, those who are coming, they might not be directly they must not have heard so much glories of the Lord, that's why the attraction is not there. Attraction only happens when we hear about glories of the Lord. So at least they are coming and they are getting darshan of the Lord. That was the reason why in Vrindavan got famous in Uttar Pradesh, that all the beautiful temples were built by the Goswamis. And the inside, when people come, they see the beautiful deities of the Lord. That's how they got attracted. And the whole culture of Vrindavan came up. So in Rudra Gita, Lord Shiva is praying, Darshano hi didiksho naam, dehi bhagavat architam, rupam priyatamam swanam, sarva indriya gunanjanam. So he's saying, I want to see that darshan. Like we see the beautiful form of Radha Vrindavan Vihari here. So Lord Shiva is praying, I want to see that darshan of the Lord which is most washed and most worshipped by the dearmost devotees of the Lord. Darshano hi didikshunam. Didikshunam means a desire to see. So Lord Shiva is desiring to see that form of the Lord. Rupam priyatamam. There is Priya, Priyatara and Priyatamam. So Priyatamam, the highest of the, or dearmost devotees of the Lord. Like Bhagavad Gita, four kind of people who approach Krishna. Krishna also says, Jnani Ativa Me Param. The Jnanis are the most dear to me because they approach in a way. And there are others, Udara Sarvayati. All are others also great souls, those who are approaching me for different reasons. Which are the four categories who approach Krishna for different reasons? Artho jigyasur arthati jnani cha bhartashava. So four kinds of people who are approaching Krishna. At least they're in the category of approaching Krishna. Otherwise there are different demigods also to whom a person can approach. But they're approaching Krishna. And among those four categories, jnanis are considered as the topmost. Jnani ta ate me priyam. I am also dear to him. They are also very dear to me. Those who are approaching Krishna through the understanding about him in tattva. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhai. Yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam viti tattvata. Tattvata. Those who understand Krishna in tattva. So, jnanis are those people who understand Krishna in tattva. They try to know the pastimes through tattva. So, that's why they are more dear to Krishna. And they are called as the most dearmost devotees of the Lord. Priyatamam. So, here also Lord Shiva is saying, I want to see that form of the Lord which is worshipped by your dearmost devotees. There are others also, very great souls, who know the tattva of Krishna, but they neglect the tattva of Krishna and go towards in loving reciprocations. Who are they? They are also priyatamam, highest devotees. Raganuga bhaktas or gopis, they also know Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Internally they might be knowing, but the overpowering love towards Krishna actually neglects this fact that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Even Narayan comes with a four-handed form, they neglect it. They want to see two-handed form Krishna. So, tattva is very clear to them. That's why they are highest of the devotees. But the overpowering love is there. So here the beautiful description of Lord is described, how he is coming and meeting the prachaitas. And Lord Shiva is also praying. Rupam priyatamam swanam. Priyatamam swanam. Your dear most devotees, I want to see that form which they worship. Sarva indriya gunanjanam. All the senses are fully actually engaged and fully nourished also. If we have a proper consciousness to see the darshan of the Lord and we have heard sufficiently about His glories, then all the senses actually gets nourished when we see the darshan of the Lord. In the Bhagavatam third canto also, there is a description how a yogi meditates on the different limbs of the Lord. And he tries to satisfy all his sense. Like, senses always have some need. We can't say that sense gratification, but sense satisfaction should also be there. That's why we eat sumptuous prasad also. So some satisfaction to the different senses should also be there. Otherwise, it's very dry. So that's why Lord provides all these beautiful aspects in devotional service, that we satisfy our needs of the senses. So in this way Lord Shiva is praying. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Sarva Kama, Sarva Ganda, Sarva Rasa. That's why Lord is called as Raso Vaisa. Sarva Upadhi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratrena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktiruchyate. Prabhu Goswami quotes this verse in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu also. Rishikena Rishikesha. Serving the master of the senses with the purified senses. Sometimes it is said, serving the master of the senses with the senses. But the verse mentions as with the purified senses. So that's why engagement in different services starts and our purification also happens. And when we chant the holy name, our chitta, our consciousness gets clean. The Lord is served, keeping aside all the upadhis. Keeping aside all the upadhis itself is a purification. When we are serving, keeping our upadhis separate from us, that itself is a purified state. A person when he is serving, thinking that I am this, that, then that is not a purified state. So, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha. Serving the master of the senses with the purified senses, it's called as bhakti, bhakti ruchyate. So, yogi who meditates in the third canto, is described in the 28th chapter. Sanjintayet bhagavatas charanaravindam Vajrankusha dhvajasaroru halanchanadyam uttungarakta vilasan nakhachakravala jyotsna birahat mahadhridaya andhakaram. So before going to the detail of that verse, let's first read the sixth verse. 5 to 7, right? 5, 6, 7. So sixth verse of Srimad Bhagavatam of this fourth canto, 38th chapter. Kashinanuna kanakavarna vibhushanena bhrajat kapola vadano vilasat kirita ashtayudhar anucharer munubhi surendre asevito garuda kinnara geeta kirti. Very nice, beautiful verse. Translation and purports are also very nice. The Lord's face were very beautiful and His head was decorated with a shining helmet. In one of the books I was reading that His helmet is like a triangular in shape. In some of the festivals also they have like this they have triangular shaped crown. So it was written somewhere that his helmet is like a triangular in shape. So his head was decorated with a shining helmet and golden ornaments. And the helmet was dazzling and was very beautifully situated on his head. The Lord had eight arms. Eight arms. Generally, how many arms Lord has? Here too, Vrindavan Vihari as Krishna. Vishnu has how many forms? Arms? Four. Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. But here it is mentioned Lord had eight arms when he came to see the Prachetas, situated on the Garuda. So Lord had eight arms, which each held a particular weapon. Four arms, we know that Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. But Padma and Shankha are considered as weapons. Prabhupada will clarify this. Each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages, and other associates. These were all engaged in his service. Same concept, Rishikena, Rishikesha. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with the Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. He flaps his wings, and by flapping of wings, the sound comes. As Radhesham Prabhu sometimes says, the Garuda, when he flaps his wings, the rhythmic sound are of Sam Veda, right? From that scripture, all the... Because Sam Veda, I think, is famous for many of the rhythmic proses and all those verses. So when Garuda flaps his wings, he recites from Sam Veda. These were all engaged in his service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. So can you imagine, he's flapping his wings, sounds is coming, Lord is sitting on the top and is glorifying by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinnar Loka, because the last line of the verse is saying, Asevito Garuda Kinnara Geeta Kirti. So it can be said that Garuda is the head of the Kinnar people, all the Kinnar Loka residents. Purport, very nice purport. Generally, the Vishnu form is manifested with four hands, hand holding four objects, a conch shell, disc, club and lotus flower, Shankh, Chakra, Radha and Padma. However, here Lord Vishnu is described as possessing eight arms with eight kinds of weapons. According to Veer Raghav Acharya, the conch shell and lotus flower are also accepted as weapons. Through the Padma, he can kill also. Through the flower in the hand. See, with the conch very beautifully situated, he can kill also and he can do many activities. What is that verse from Brahma Samhita? Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. So he can perform any act through any of his limbs. If he can perform any act through any of the limbs, he can perform any act with his weapons also. Or with any of the object he is carrying in his hand. So according to Srila Veer Raghav Acharya, the conch shell and lotus flower are accepted as weapons. Since the Lord is the supreme controller, whatever is in his hand can be considered a weapon. Whatever. He gives also few other things also which are there in his... Four things we know generally. Four hands holds four kinds of weapons. And the extra four hands hold an arrow, bow, trident and snake. Arrow, bow, trident and snake. Srila Veer Raghav Acharya describes the eight weapons as Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Sarang, Sar, etc. So I also was not knowing that what other four items are in the eight hands of Vishnu. So arrow, bow, trident and snake. A king is always accompanied by his ministers, secretaries and commanders. And Lord Vishnu is always accompanied by his followers, the demigods, the great sages, saintly persons and so on. He is never alone. अष्टायुधिर अनुचरेर मुनभी सुरेंद्रेर, इट इज मेंशन इन द वर्स, दैट्स व्हाई प्रभुपाद इज डिस्क्राइबिंग दिस. अष्ट आयुधेर मीन्स एट काइंड्स ऑफ वेपन्स इज होल्डिंग इन एट हैंड्स, एंड अनुचरेर ऑल द फॉलोवर्स ऑफ कृष्णा एंड विष्णु. विच फॉलोअर्स? इंस्टाग्राम फॉलोअर्स, फेसबुक फॉलोअर्स. As soon as the word follower comes, people come to nowadays language. Anucharer, these are the followers who always sing his glories. They're not just the followers who click bell button and subscribe. They are the followers who are totally dedicated to him, and their only goal in their existence is to serve him. Munabhi Surendrer. As mentioned in 10th canto also, that when they were going and praying to the Supreme Lord, that you please appear in this material world. We are actually troubled by Kamsa and his party. All the demons are there. They are troubling us. So you please come and protect. So we know from that story that when they approached with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and all the demigods, when they approach and they go there and they start reciting different prayers, Purusha Sukta prayers. So there also, it is mentioned that Lord Brahma was not able to see Krishna, or Lord Brahma was not able to see Vishnu. He just heard. He meditated and heard. So Prabhupada writes there, it's not easy to see the Supreme Lord. Even the biggest creators of this material world are not able to see directly. They can only hear his voice. But here, Lord is coming directly to Prachetas. There, it's a difference, right? They are going and approaching to the Supreme Lord for protection of the entire world. But they were having personal motives also. They wanted Swarga. Their home was like taken away by all the demons. They were troubled in their enjoyment. But here, Prachetas are praying, and very beautifully they have prayed. And Lord is coming. So sometime Lord comes personally to give darshan to his personal devotees, and he will say also in the next verse only, whoever will take that verse tomorrow, he says, Varam Vrinidam Bhadram, I am very pleased by your devotional service which you have performed together. Lord is telling to Prachetas, and 2-3 times he tells in the same verse, by your collective, and Prabhupada writes about the cooperation of devotees. Coming together and serving the Lord. Difficult, but there is no option also. If we don't serve together, the devotees, we will not be purified. So there is no option of getting purified also. We have to serve together. Alone you can't get purified so much. And life is very short to get purified. 60 years of life and the purification to go back to Godhead is a very huge task. So when we are in association, purification also happens very fast, because difference of opinions will come. That's why Prabhupada's golden statements are there, to cooperate with each other. So, Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Saranga, Saratsak. These are the eight things which, and Krishna, Lord is always accompanied by his Anuchara, Munibhi Surendra. So, in this way, Garuda is describing about the, he's glorifying. Prabhupada writes, the inhabitants of Kilnara planet have the same features as Garuda. Those living entities, those residents of Kilnara planet, they're having same features as Garuda. Their bodily features are those of a human being, but they have wings. Their bodily feature is like a human being, but they have wings to fly. And they can fly to long distances, not like birds who can just fly to some kilometers. They can fly to different planets also. Such capacities they have. They can fly to different planets just by wings. The word Geet Kirti indicates that the inhabitants of Kinraloka are very expert in singing the glories of the Lord. Garuda is the head of that community and he's singing, and all the Anucharas are following. Like we sing Guru Ashtakam and morning prayers, we sing and all the people reply back in chorus. That's how Garuda is also singing, and all the people who are residents of this Kinnar Loka, they also glorifying in very expert ways. In each and every universe, there are different types of planets. We are known to certain names of planets in this universe. Our science describes Jupiter, Saturn, I don't remember, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, like this, Venus, Mars. So each and every universe, there are different types of planets. So some other universe might be not be having the same names. They might be having different planetary systems. And each planet has distinct features. Jagadanda, Koti, Koti, Shache, Vasudha, Vibhuti, Vibhinnam. Vasudha, Vibhuti, Bhinnam. Vasudha means different species of life. They are different in nature in different planets. So they all have distinctive feature. So on the strength of this verse, we can understand that in Kinnar Loka, the inhabitants can fly with their wings. So Kinnar Loka has such kind of residents, they can fly to different planetary system by their wings. There is also a planet known as Siddha Loka, where the inhabitants can fly even without wings. Like we have heard of stories of, Madhvacharya, who went to different planetary system and came back. So they can fly without the wings. Kinnar Loka people can fly with the wings. These people can fly without the wings. There are some yogis who go down at some place and come out some other planet. So such siddhis are there. But it's better to be a devotee rather than to be a siddha person. Just such mystical things sometimes attract people. That's why that Harry Potter became very famous. He was flying on that. Because mystical things always attract a lot rather than simple devotion to the Lord. Thus each and every planet has some distinctive facility. That is the beauty of the varied creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, so we will read the seventh verse. Pinna ayata ashtabhuja mandala madhya lakshma spardha chira parivito vanamalyadya barhishmata purusha ahasutan prapannan parjanya nadarutaya sagrana avaloka. Around the neck of the personality of Godhead hung a flower. Earlier in the previous verse, it was mentioned about the Kaustubh gem. Now it is mentioned in the yellow dhoti. Now it is mentioned about the flower garland that reached up to the knees. Important for garland makers. The flower garland which reached up to the knees. His eight stout and elongated arms. So in the previous verse, it was mentioned that he was having eight arms. So now some description is there. His eight stout and elongated arms were decorated with a garland. Like we also place garland like this on the arm. It challenged the beauty of the goddess of fortune. With a merciful glance and a voice like thunder, the Lord addressed the sons of King Prachinihi Parishad, who were very much surrendered unto him. So that was the reason why Lord came. Because Prapannan, those sons of Prachinihi Barhi, were very much surrendered to the Lord. Lord is coming with his entourage, like Siddhas and Charanas are singing, sitting on the Garuda, but he is focused on going towards his surrendered devotees. So sometimes people of this planet are more surrendered than even the demigods. Demigods sometimes get their darshan whenever Lord comes out of Vaikuntha. But whenever he comes out of Vaikuntha, he goes to some devotee. That's how demigods also follow and they sing their glories. He came to Dhruva Maharaj, he came to Prahlad Maharaj. So then all the demigods come and say, oh, Lord has come to give darshan to some devotee, let us also go and glorify him. Prahlad Maharaj says, Brahma Adaya Suragana Munayata Siddha. All the great demigods are standing beside. They're trying to glorify you, Lord, but they're not able to. they are in the highest of satoguna, satvaikatan gatiyo manaso. They are in the highest of the satoguna, but they are not able to glorify. How can I glorify? I am born in the kingdom of demons. So, but Lord is coming because of the surrender of Prahlad Maharaj. And here also he is coming because of the surrender of the Prachetas. Lord didn't came for their father, Prachini, but he came for his sons. The word, but father became glorious because of the son. Hiranyakashipu became glorious because of Prahlad. Dhruva Maharaj, because of his glory, Uttanapad became glorious. The word Adya in this verse is very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin even of Paramatma and Brahman. Bhagavad Gita mentions, Brahmano hi pratishta aham. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishta aham, the absolute truth begins not with the impersonal Brahman, but with the original personality of Godhead Krishna. When Arjuna realized Krishna's greatness, he addressed him in this way. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shashvatam divyam adidevam ajam vibhum. Brahma Samhita also says, Anadiradir Govinda sarva karana karanam. The Supreme Lord is not caused by anything, but he is the cause of all causes. Janmadesyata. So in this way, these three verses are describing of the Lord's appearance, where Prachetas were performing austerities for 10,000 years and he is coming and giving darshan to them. So his beauty is described in different ways, and I will also try to, from different verses of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya-charitamrita, just collected few verses. It describes the beauty of the Lord. So whatever time we have, we'll just recite those verses. Very famous, and I was thinking and I was sharing with one devotee, we are able to access all this Veda base and Bhagavatam books. I was reading also in Prabhupada Lilamrit. Prabhupada was in Jaipur, and all the invitations were coming from different places. And people of Jaipur actually welcomed him in very grand way. There were two devotees who went to Jaipur to make marble deities. And by seeing them every day coming to Radha Govindev temple, sincerely coming to Radha Govindev temple and doing kirtan there, some of the Jaipur influential people, they approached them, that who is your Gurudev? So they describe, our Gurudev is Srila Prabhupada, he is traveling, he is preached to everywhere. So that time Facebook and everything was not there. So that's why the news was not there about Prabhupada traveling everywhere. So they were asking, can we invite Swamiji to Jaipur? So these two ladies became very excited, and Prabhupada was invited. And it was a huge pandal, it was a huge success. Simultaneously, Juhu land issue was also going on. It started purchasing of Juhu land. So Prabhupada was in Jaipur that time. So I was amazed to read one statement, which was like, Prabhupada was, like if you go to Jaipur, so you'll naturally be attracted to go to Govindev temple very oftenly, because very crowded to see that scene, so many devotees are coming, worshipping Govindev in the morning and evening, so much crowd is there, worshipping, offering lamps. So the entire, the scenario is very amazing and inspiring to devotees. But it was written in Lilamrit, Prabhupada followed his natural schedule. He was sleeping early, 10 o'clock, waking up to 12 o'clock, writing his, again, books. All the other devotees were going to Govindev temple and visiting. Like if you stay in Vrindavan, you will go to different temples. But Prabhupada was fixed upon his service to his Gurudev. So that was very inspiring, that even though we might be having very inspirational things to see, but more focus should be on what service we have been given by our superiors. So there also he was translating books in Jaipur, and he writes about also, he writes in his books also, that Jaipur, the city of Jaipur, the very pious and people of Jaipur, they have very nice culture. Two, three places he has written about Jaipur. But when he was in Jaipur, he was doing his service. So he was knowing the culture is very strong. But my first priority is to serve whatever Bhaktisiddhanta Sir Thakur has told to write these books. And it was emergency also, because we know that he was not able to complete the entire 12 cantos in 10th canto. So that was like his main priority of service. So why I said this? Yeah, because it's very important. Because of this service of Srila Prabhupada, I'm able to read these books, because who will read Sanskrit? Who will translate those? Who will have that access to all the tikas and wo sab commentaries? Kahan se hum samajh payenge? It's very difficult just to pick up the book. That's why it became accessible to the entire humanity, all those Bhagavad Gita and small books. Otherwise, who would have thought of reading such scriptures in detail? Another mention was there when Bus Party was getting very famous. They were distributing books everywhere. Tamal Krishna Maharaj made a party of some devotees, and they were going every day morning with a group of people and distributing books everywhere. So that time, some of the people who were staying back in the temple, they were feeling that these people are very great. They are fulfilling the instruction of Prabhupada. They are going out and distributing books to everyone. We have been told to stay in the temple and have temple activities. So that time, Prabhupada started a new culture there. People were going out, distribute early morning. Early morning they used to go out and distribute books. Prabhupada started culture of this everyday Bhagavatam class. That the shloka has to be written, everybody will recite three times. Some of the people will memorize. So the people who were staying in the temple, they started feeling, oh, such a nice thing, even they don't have access to this. That Prabhupada is sitting and reciting shlokas and making us understand about the shloka, whatever he has written, books. So two way Prabhupada was acting. One way, to distribute books outside. Another way, to teach people how to read these books also. So all the people who are staying in the temple, earlier they were having this feeling, but now they were feeling, wow, we are very special, because we are also reading with Prabhupada his only books. And many times we have heard also that Prabhupada used to listen to his. One time it happened that he gave one lecture at a recording also happened. He gave one very nice lecture and devotees recorded. And when everyone came back after giving that lecture, when everyone came, devotees came back, Prabhupada played the lecture. He only has given, but Prabhupada came back and started playing that lecture, and he was listening very carefully what I have spoken in that lecture. So devotees asked, why are you listening to your only tape? You have only just spoken a few hours back, and we just recorded back, and you are hearing the same tape. Prabhupada said, I was not speaking. Krishna was speaking through me. So I'm just hearing what Krishna spoke. So interesting these stories are. So that's why I was sharing with one devotee that how there could have been nothing actually. Neither the big temples, neither everything would not have been existing if these books would not have been there. Although now book distribution becomes just like a display, because everybody has in their mobiles, gadgets and everything. But the initial step was taken like that. Now people make videos and so many things. Social media is very powerful. But initial step which Prabhupada gave as a whole encyclopedia of these books is very special. You must have heard that story also. And there was a case on ISKCON that how ISKCON is a cult and they're preaching some bogus philosophy. So people were invited in the court, and everyone, and Prabhupada said, take the books, read from the books. So I was sharing with one devotee that how just Prabhupada went and opened the book, and judge asked, how many books you have like this? So devotee said, we have many books like this. So that's how then judge gave the order. It's okay, they can continue. So it's very, we should be very feeling very grateful. Now we can make PPTs and so many things we can do But initial work which Prabhupada gave to us is very much important and should be recognized, and we should take out some time every day to read some part of his book. And this is very nice culture to read every day. So the yogi who is meditating, I just spoke all this because I have just collected some few verses, but I have collected from what Prabhupada has given, the translation and everything. Even I can't read the Devanagari, which is there. Sometimes it's very difficult to read the Devanagari shlokas also. I just read out English translations. So he's saying the yogi, it is recommended to a yogi. The yogi is not doing these things. Nowadays also yogis are not doing all these things. But it's a recommendation to all those yogis who are trying to achieve a certain transcendental level, that you meditate on the Supreme Lord. Sanchintayet Bhagavatas Charanaravindam. Don't do chintan on different social media apps, but meditate and do chintan on the Lord's lotus feet. Just stand there and just keep watching. One devotee, when I was in Gopinath, we were getting trained in VTA long back. So he just shared, I was not able to grasp what he was saying, but he said, sometime when I see the lotus feet of Gopinath, I feel like there are like rivers of nectar coming from his feet. What a meditation. Rivers of nectar coming from the lotus feet of the Lord. So that means his absorption in those lotus feet were, because rivers of nectar means the lotus feet, we say lotus feet. So feet are like resembling the lotus flowers, and lotuses are very fragrant. So rivers of nectar are coming from, so he was meditating in this way. So here also the yogi is advised, Sinchintayet Bhagavatas Charanaravindam Vajrankusha Dvaja Saroruha Lanchanadyam. Lanchanadyam means the impressions. Their impressions on the lotus feet of the Lord. And wherever Krishna walked, wherever Vishnu walks, those impressions are imprinted. We see sometimes printed that lotus feet posters also, and some dvaja and some things are there. Dvaja Saroruha Lanchanadyam. Uktung rakta vilasat nakha chakravala josnad virahat mahad hide andhakaram. Hide andhakaram. Here also today in this verse we have also read that how meditating on those lotus feet when so when we meditate on that lotus feet, the hide andhakara, the kalmash or the darkness of the heart gets removed. Because the effulgence which is coming from the lotus feet. And so lotus feet is there, and all the nails of those lotus feet are shining like the gems. And they're shining like Nakha Chakravala. They're the orb of the moon. Like the in the night, when the full moon is there, it shines very beautifully in a whole circle. If you search out what are orbs, orbs are actually small, very shining objects. So similarly in the night also the moon shines very brilliantly. So his lotus feet are having those nails which shines, and the light which is coming from those nails remove the darkness which is there in our heart. Another verse is also in the beginning of these series also it is mentioned, Hasam Harer Avanata Akhilal Shoka Tivram. Whatever shoka or lamentation we have in our heart, it's removed by seeing the beautiful smile of the Lord. So these series of verses are very beautiful because they highlight all the limbs of the Lord, and in a way they glorify the navel of the Lord, the smile of the Lord, the beautiful bruise, these are of the Lord. How a yogi should meditate on all these limbs. So I will recite one shloka and then we'll try to end. Yashocha nishrita sarit paravara odakena tirthena murdhani adhikritena shivo shivo bhut dhyatur manashamala shaila nishrishta vajram dhyayet chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. ध्यायेत चिरम भगवतस चरणारविंदम. वन शुड डू ध्यान. डूइंग ध्यान ऑन द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. ध्याये चिरम फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम, नॉट जस्ट फॉर द सेल्फी, जस्ट फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम वन शुड मेडिटेट ऑन द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. ध्याये चिरत भगवतस चरणारविंदम. वाई? बिकॉज द सेम लोटस फीट इज द सोर्स ऑफ मदर गंगा. And that Gangaji is on the head of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's name is Shiva because he is the auspicious one, creator of auspiciousness. And the person who is holding, this person who is creator, or you say the auspiciousness personified, he becomes more auspicious when he holds the Mother Ganga, which is coming from the lotus feet of the Lord. So a person should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, because through which the Ganges came, and Ganges was held by Lord Shiva on his head, so that he became more auspiciousness to all the people. So Yash Shaucha Nishrita Sarit. Sarit means the river. Pravara Odakena Tirthena Murdhani. Tirth means purified. The Shiva became more purified, although he is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. But the association of another Vaishnava, of Mother Ganges, which was held on the head of Lord Shiva, Tirthena Murdhani, on the head, Murdhani means on the head, Adhikritena, it became more auspicious. Shivo Shivo Bhut. Dhyatur Mana Shyamala Shaila Nishtrishta. What will happen to us when we meditate on these lotus feet? Shyamala Shaila, the mountain of sins which is there in the heart, will get destroyed just by meditating on those lotus feet, which are the source of Mother Ganges, and Shiva also keeps on his head. So by meditating on those feet, the mountain of sins, Shyamala Shaila Nishrishta Vajram, it will act like a Vajra. Just like a Vajra. Vajra to humne dekha hi nahi hai. Yahan pe JCB kai baar dekha hai. JCB aise maarta hai to kai sari badi cheeze toot jati hai. Aisa usko bhi khodta hai to kai abhi chal bhi raha hai udhar ja ke dekh sakte hai. So many big things are accomplished by small hand of JCB. So similarly, this small Vajra, which is like lotus feet, are very beautiful, but the meditation which we do, it will act like a Vajra on the mountain of sins which is there in the heart. So many times yogis and siddhis, they are after great powers, and devotees should not be attracted to such things. They can just meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, clarify or purify your intentions and whatever motives we have, desires we have, we should be purified of those desires. That is the only goal of practice of devotional life, that we get purified. And I get very inspired by hearing such verses, because Bhagavatam always brings out these kind of topics in which the highlight is not more given to the siddhis or mystical aspects, but the highlight of Bhagavatam is more of devotional aspects. Lord Shiva can be glorified in many other ways, the way he acts, the way he performs different activities, but he is glorified in a way that he is carrying Mother Ganges and he is meditating on the Lord's lotus feet. So this is a recommendation to all those yogis who are trying to meditate in different ways. Bhagavatam recommends them to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. So thank you very much for your attentive and patient listening. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai.